And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with me as always. Hey, Lee. What's
up? Michelle. Well, this week we explored how plastic surgery is on the rise among people of color. Now, this is according to a recent report from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. But some question whether the growing number of surgeries reflect an even bigger desire among minorities to look more European or white. Now, the two plastic surgeons we spoke with about the trend said most of their patients were interested in enhancing their looks and not so much hiding their natural features. But our listener, Rajai, had a different perspective.
A close family member, when I was about 15, you know, we were watching a television show about cosmetic surgery, and she said, oh, well, I could see where you could use a little bit of a touch-up on your nose. And that was the first time I had ever thought about my nose. And I said, well, what do you mean? You know, what sort of touch-up would you do? She said, I think it's a little wide. I would reduce it a little bit. I mean, don't be embarrassed. It's just, you know, it would make you look better. African Americans have wider noses. We have more full lips. We have fuller features. So there's a connection with reducing your African features and possibly to a more European look.
Thanks, Rajai. Lee, moving on, we also talked about some of the financial products that are being aggressively marketed to young people and minorities. We featured two personal finance experts who are concerned that some of the credit cards and prepaid cards being pushed to these customers are just another credit trap. Blogger Ken wrote about how, as a college student, he fell in that trap. He wrote, I thought I was smarter than the credit card companies and that they wouldn't get me. By my junior year, I had more than $2,000 in credit card debt that I could not repay. It was just too easy to pay for pizza now, even though I didn't have a way to pay for it later. It took 2.5 years of minimum payments on my part and large payments from my mom to pay the balance in full. If I only knew then what I know now.
Ken, you're preaching to the choir. Lord only knows. But Michelle, switching gears here, we also talked about the problem of youth violence in Chicago, where 3 dozen school-aged children have been murdered in the course of a school year. Now, Michelle, we did some reporting there last summer and saw firsthand what's going on, but blogger Barry can't understand why what some people call the Obama effect, changes in society since the election of this nation's first black president, hasn't changed the outlook in his adopted home. He writes, if a black president from your hometown isn't enough of an example of accomplishment and pride, then I just don't know what more to say. Why does it take a program to just get us to do the right thing? Don't kill anyone anymore. That's all. It's really just that simple.
Thank you, Barry. Finally, Lee, in our parenting chat this week, we talked about teaching kids how to respectfully connect with people who have visible disabilities. Our blogger, Stephen, a police officer in Texas, was glad to hear it. Here's his comment.
I've been a below-knee amputee for 14 years now. I lost my leg when I was trapped between my squad car and car stopped on a traffic stop in Texas. Parents generally are mortified when the kids come and ask, but I always try to make it a teaching opportunity. Adults are more standoffish than kids. I just want them to know their leg's not going to fall off if I get close to them. And for all those out there with limb differences or otherwise, keep letting people know you are a person and you have the same feelings and needs as everyone else.
Thank you, Stephen. And thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more about what you think, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again, 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name. You can also log on to our webpage, where you'll find even more feedback to our segments. Go to npr.org, click on the Tell Me More tab, and blog it out.